This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on Tantalk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Tan Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Hi, welcome to Hollywood Connections. I'm Dawn Reese, and I just want to say we have a power-packed show tonight. If you want a good Christmas movie to listen to, you want to hear about a writer that wrote this Christmas movie on Amazon Prime and Showtime, tune in. And we've got Elliot's Tale here. We've got the writer of an author of a book. We are so excited. We have directors calling in. Now I can tell you that as well. And other producers about casting coming up in Orlando. And right now, we're going to start out the show with a Kelly Clarkson song that I heard, and I'm like, I'm listening to it in the car, and now I can't get it out of my head. Now it's on the air. Let's go to that music. We'll be right back and introduce our guest. I'm Dawn Reese, 106.1 FM, The Heat. Don't you just love that music? And you're going to be, trust me, you're going to be like, okay, I'm going to download that song. You should download it. And then you're going to be playing it on YouTube. Anyways, welcome back to Hollywood Connections. And we have Lisa V. She is traveling today, and she may call in. And in the meantime, let me go around the room and introduce yourself.
Hey, this is Sue Greenberg, Elliot's Tales, a writer from Elliot's Tales. Very excited to be on Dawn's show today.
Yes.
She's one of the nicest people I know. Aww. My mom came too today. Her name's Joanne.
You're so blessed and lucky. I really miss that in my life. And I'll tell you, my mom and I were very, very close. And we thrift shopped and we rollerbladed. And people say, you just went by. I went, that was my mom. And let me introduce, I have a special guest today, our VIP in-house. And introduce yourself.
Becca Stallard.
Becca, you know, there are a lot of people don't get recognition as being a writer, and we want to recognize you today as one of the top writers in the world.
Thank you.
And you wrote the movie. Tell us about it.
Christmas at the Chateau. I was a co-writer for the movie.
Yes. Yes, and I just watched it last night on Showtime, and you can download it as well, you know, on Amazon Prime.
Yes.
And if you don't, then you can go to Showtime and get it for 8 days free like I did. And it's amazing. Let's go to that trailer. We'll be right back with an interview with Becca and all what she's doing with her book. And she's an amazing writer, and I can't wait to interview her and talk about all what's going on here in Clearwater, Florida. I'll be right back.
I don't need a guy to make me happy. And besides, I got both of you.
This holiday season, Brooke thought she had everything she wanted. Until he showed up.
You want to take my house?
Miss Phipps, you have until December 24th, or the bank will take full possession of the estate on December 25th.
Christmas Day?
For these two strangers, romance may be just around the corner.
Whose is this?
Someone found my book.
She cute?
Well, I mean, assuming it's a she, there is a book emoji on the text.
That's definitely she.
What are they giving you till?
Till Christmas.
Till Christmas?
I am saving Shakespeare.
I'm pretty sure he's already dead.
Didn't you tell me to never date a loser?
I just want to live a simple life. And I'm a traditional guy looking for a traditional gal.
Destiny can use anything to make two strangers cross paths. In a new classic holiday movie.
You are ruthless, even to sweet old ladies.
Really good feeling. Good feeling.
No, he could be a serial killer. Happens every day.
She doesn't deserve this.
We have to crush her if we are going to make this investment thing happen.
This place is not our family. We are our family.
I might be able to help you make your money back a little bit faster.
I trusted you, and now I have nothing.
Starring Kinsey Lee Redmond and Justin Jones. Book your stay for Christmas at the Chateau.
You know, actually, I don't actually need your help.
Are you always this charming?
You know, you might be the exception.
And we're back. And I'll tell you, I'm going to watch it again tonight, putting the rest of my ornaments on. But I want to tell you, it's such a delightful movie. And please go to Amazon Prime and also Showtime. And Becca, first tell us, you know, when I met you, I have to thank Ellen. I always like to thank people that have helped me get to people. And that's where God always told me in my heart to do that. And I want to thank Ellen from the Tampa Bay Film Society. We're at their Christmas party. And we were talking with about a situation that we're looking for a pilot. And you said you're a writer. I'm like, oh my gosh, Friday night. And you're here. And so I want to honor you being an amazing writer for that movie. So tell us from the beginning, how did you start that you wanted to be a writer?
Well, actually, when I was 8 years old, my mother was diagnosed with breast cancer.
Oh,
and
wow.
She passed away.
Sorry
when
to
I
hear
was.
That.
Thank you. She passed away when I was 13. Mm-hmm. But my grandmother had 10 adult living children, and 6 of them died of breast cancer as young adults.
Oh, wow.
And we were actually in one of the original studies when researchers were trying to find a hereditary connection.
Mm-hmm.
And they soon, in 1993, they discovered what's called the BRCA1 gene.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started writing as a young girl as a cathartic you know, to a coping mechanism.
That was just a release.
Right. Which led to poetry, and then it led to my book, And the Birds Are Singing, which is the story about the life of my grandmother.
Wow. And you have some poetry. We're going to come back on that, too. And tell us where they can buy this book at, on Amazon?
It's on Amazon, Amazon.com. You can buy it. And you can go to my website, poeticshores.com, and there's a link to order it on there as well.
Very cool. And it's called?
And the Birds Are Singing. That's about the life of Esther Mina Bird, my grandmother.
Beautiful. Now, you went to college for writing as well.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Right.
Theater and creative writing.
And that makes a difference because, you know, people will say, spell check. I know Lisa calls me back and she'll say, Dawn, Facebook, spell check. Something. So where did you go to school?
Missouri Western in St. Joe. That's where we filmed Christmas at the Chateau.
Wow. Yeah. So how did you meet the director?
Actually, I had just come back from the Austin Film Festival. And a friend of a friend knew Jason and said he's looking for a writer to help finish the script. You know, they've got connections and they're going to go into production and they need a writer.
Wow.
So Jason hired me and he's amazing.
Now, Jason, I don't know if we have a caller. Is someone on the air? Hi.
Excuse me.
Oh, my goodness.
Call in this number. Something about Dawn Reese. Is there a Dawn Reese here?
Yes. If you're on speaker, take us off of speaker. We're live on six stations. Are we on speaker?
How's this? Is this better?
A little bit better, yes. We can hear you. Yes, I'm Dawn Reese. Hello.
Hey.
Hi, Jason.
You know that
she's
voice?
Blushing.
I do.
Becca's over here blushing.
This is...
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Becca Stollard, how the heck are you doing?
Amazing. Hey, I'm sorry I can't be there this weekend for the Christmas at the Chateau premiere. I'm working on a project down here in Florida.
Dawn, I got to tell you, we have a huge premiere in St. Joseph, Missouri.
Oh, my
gosh. Another premiere. It's the Showtime Cut. The movie's on Showtime and on Amazon Prime, both. And we're premiering that cut of the movie this weekend, literally tomorrow.
Ooh, can't wait.
And last year, Becca, do you remember last year's premiere?
Oh, well, yeah.
surprised her.
I'm telling you, it is crazy. We had red carpet. We had over 5,000 people show up to this event at the historic Missouri Theater. It's an old theater, beautiful, beautiful place. We rolled out the red carpet, limousines pulled up. Ooh. I mean, just the paparazzi, the whole thing. It was amazing. Yeah. And we're doing it again. So we're super excited.
Well, I know. I had a surprise for Becca, and I actually, after we met, and then I had actually got in touch with you, and wow, you were like really quick. I'm like, are you Jason? Was she your writer? You're like, yes. I'm like, can you call and surprise Becca?
Thank you. It's so great to hear your voice.
Surprise, Becca.
Surprise. So, real quick, I just told everybody about Showtime and Amazon. I'm going to go home and finish my ornaments on my tree. I have a couple left, and I'll be putting the movie on for my husband. And I adored the movie. I have to tell you, the twist in the movie was phenomenal, and it was Lifetime and Hallmark all in one, and even more
nice.
So. Yes, and the actors were amazing. How did you find the actors?
You know, it was really serendipitous. I mean, it was just it was crazy how it all came together. You know, every little piece has its own story, but in short, the lead actress, we started actually with most of the cast of people that we knew or had met over the last couple of years. And so they didn't know that I was writing the script around them.
Okay.
Which is different than most movies. Usually you write the script and then you find people. Well, I knew this lady named Kinsey Redmond. She's amazing. She came in for to read a monologue for an actor showcase. We were doing a filmed actor showcase where actors come in, they get filmed, and they showcase their talent. Well, she came in, and this girl just blew my socks off. I mean, her performances were so incredible. She did a comedy and a monologue, and in fact, they're still on YouTube right now. If you look up Kinsey Parker, that was her maiden name before she got married, Kinsey Parker.
Okay.
Well, she did these two monologues, and I said, Kinsey, I don't know when and I don't know how, but I am going to make a movie and I'm going to star you in it. And she, we laughed about it. Stuff. 2 years later, I send her the script and I said, Kinsey, will you do this? And she said, well, I mean, where, when's the audition? And I go, no, no, there's no audition for this part.
Wow.
I want to be the lead. And she said yes, not thinking we'd even do it. And here we are now.
Wow. Was it hard? Was it hard to, yeah, I'm sorry. Was it hard to get the funding and the investors or the distribution? Or did you know people?
We actually knew people. So, yep. Yeah, I actually funded the first half of the film to do all the production. So that was, I mean, really a mom-pop shop type production. It was not big Hollywood, you know, where you get on set and there's 50 people. It was literally a small guerrilla crew of just a few of us showing up, dedicated to just say, let's make this thing. And I got to tell you, we knew we struck gold. The first time we filmed one of the scenes in the cafe, and this scene is in the deleted scenes. We actually didn't have it in the 97-minute cut. We filmed Kinsey Redman and Justin Jones, and they had this really great banter between each other. And as they were doing it, it was the first time they had really met. And so they're doing this really intense scene where they're kind of barking at each other. It was hilarious. And I go, oh my gosh, these guys are going to be great. And we knew we've got a hit on our hands.
Well, I have to ask you about the chateau. I mean, whose house is that? Yeah. That's amazing.
That's a real historic home. Absolutely. A lot of people say, man, how did you build such a beautiful place? We didn't build it. It was built back in like the 1860s.
Wow.
And beautiful place. And I'll give you a little fun tip with the movie. So our two characters, Grant Ogden, and then Kinsey plays Brooke Phipps. Phipps and Ogden were both owners, some of the original owners of the chateau when it was first built. And so to kind of pay a historic homage to them, the real people, we included their last names as the character names. Lots of fun.
Oh, that's phenomenal. Well, I know this goes so fast, and we're going to get more hours here. We have more specials coming. And I want to thank you so much for calling in and give your social media. And if somebody is working on the next film or they have an idea, or are you working on another project soon?
Absolutely. We're always working on projects. They can Facebook us, you know, go to Christmas Chateau on Facebook or find me on Facebook, Jason Hudson, and look us up. Send me a message. We're always looking for material. We're developing material. We want to connect with people. Absolutely.
That's phenomenal. I know some other people are here shaking their heads going, yes, we're going to talk. We're going to talk.
Come visit Florida.
Yes, yes, Florida. Come to Florida, our beautiful beaches.
Oh, my gosh. That's what it needs to be. You know, Christmas on the beach. That's the next move. My gosh.
Well, if you're ever in Florida, I know we were talking, and you said you came here with your wife back in the days?
Yeah.
Right?
We actually, my wife and I, we spent our honeymoon in Florida. And it was right during Hurricane Charlie.
Oh.
We actually, we were in Florida during Hurricane Charlie, bunked underneath. You know, the hurricane came through, and we had to kind of get, we were in our hotel, and we had to get in the tub with the mattress over. You know, they tell you to do that. So we huddled up, and we survived the Hurricane Charlie.
That's a honeymoon you won't forget.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we want to thank you so much, and you have an amazing writer here. So we're highlighting writers because they are the backbone of the film, and you can't have a film without a writer, so we got her
That's
here.
That's right. And Becca, thank you. You are amazing. Becca was stellar through this entire thing. Hire her. She's incredible. She'll give you 110%. She's amazing.
Yes, we already are.
She's great. Vaughn, we love her.
Vaughn, we need a hand clap for that one because we have to give her the exposure and also you as well as a director. And again, watch this movie with your family over the holiday here, over this next week, and just watch it on Showtime, watch it on Amazon Prime. And it's an amazing, amazing family-oriented movie. And we want to thank you so much for calling in.
Bye, Jason.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Bye, Jason.
Bye. God bless. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
So that was your surprise.
That was so sweet. Thank you
Becca
so much.
Becca is bright red. She is bright red. She's embarrassed. Look
I'm
how
not
cute
embarrassed.
She is.
I'm just happy.
You're happy.
Wow. Well, I want to get more into with your writing. And why don't you read a poem that you wrote from your book? And where can they buy the book again and the name of the book?
Amazon.com. It's called And the Birds Are Singing.
Okay, so she's going to read us something from this book. If you love poetry, you love to read poetry, this is an amazing book. Even for the holidays, after the holidays, Christmas, birthday gifts, anything, or just for yourself, for your me time.
Yeah.
I like that.
This is one of the poems. It's on my website, Poetic Shores, so I'm just going to go ahead and read that one.
All right.
It's called Mary Ann and Me, and it's about my grandmother talking about her daughter, Mary, that passed away.
So. Okay.
It was Mary who many a year ago that talked about the sea, and she talked about others whom you may know that lost their loved ones like me. And Mary, she lived with no other thought than to find a cure for the sea. I was her mother, and she was my child. We were as happy as could be. But we shed our tears and shared our fears when she told me about her sea. I then prayed out to the God up in heaven to save her from the sea. But God had his reason for saying no, witnessed by Mary and me. A storm came down on her life by day as she fought against the sea. And she lost her battle when the good Lord came and took her away from me. We placed her inside of a coffin, and we buried her with her sea. I was not happy with God up in heaven, and he was not happy with me, but I had my reasons, as all men know, for raging against God and sea, for he took the ones who were not. But God's love is stronger by far than those who cannot comprehend, than those who do not understand. And none of the angels who are in heaven above, nor Mary who drowned in the sea, could ever divide my soul from the God who made Mary a part of me. Now in my dreams I see Mary, it seems. Her soul is happy and free. I've opened my eyes to the God who is wise, who has loved me in spite of me. I know Mary is home. In her spirit I see her love that was given to me. And now she will live in spite of the sea. She will live through the love inside me.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
Wow.
It's beautiful.
Oh, I love it. You know, that. Give another hand clap for that. That's amazing. We've got one for you. Yay.
Oh, my God.
That is a stadium.
Oh, my God.
You know,
that's tear jerky.
Yes, very much so. Over the holidays, when you want to give some people some thoughts, you know, I always say treasure this moment with the people that are around, because you don't know who's going to be around next year or when God's going to take them home. And I don't have my parents around anymore, and I see the blessings that you have. That's amazing. You're my new mother.
I have
adopted mother.
She's 82.
Oh, 82 years old.
She
no way.
Beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. We've got to find out her secret. I know.
Six kids.
Well, and you know, and what advice would you give somebody? And I know friends that their husbands have passed away, and this is one of the difficult, most hardest times of the year. Any advice from your heart to theirs, how to get through this?
Well, prayer and faith helps, mm-hmm. but just surround yourself with people you love and people who loved the ones you lost, and talk about their life and mm-hmm. talk about happy memories, and you know, just keep their spirit alive, and that helps emotionally.
I agree. And I remember, I know some people that are going through some very hard times right now, and we just lift them up in prayer, and we just say, God, just take it, because this year's almost over. And you know, my mom always said, when things are going opposite, and I remember being single, I remember it was hard, I remember the fight, and I kept saying, I will give a testimony someday. And I have a wonderful husband, and I've got a beautiful family, and my grandsons, and you know, it's just a matter of, you're going to look back and you're going to say, wow, how did I get over those landmines? That'll be my book. That'd be my book cover. But you know, it's really trusting God, because if you don't trust God, you know, you're going around the circle in Paris.
Definitely.
And you really, people say, I get on my knees, I pray. And especially during this time, our prayers and thoughts go out to you, for you that are driving, that are saying, I lost somebody, I don't have my mother, I don't have my father, I just broke up with somebody, I'm going through relationship problems. And I just want to say, our prayers are with you, and you really, really want God in your life. Get down on your knees and start praying and say,
I surrender to you in the name of Jesus, and I just ask for you to come into my life. And I'll tell you, I've done that over and over, and I have family situations. I'm not perfect. Trust me, I've got sons that I pray for every single night on my knees. And, you know, and I just say, God, take it over. And I always say to everybody, I have to say this before we go to Sue. Mm-hmm. I always say, you know, before the end of the year, sit down, write a letter to God, and just say, thank you for what I have, and thank you for what you've given me, and date it until next year at this time. Open it up from your Bible and see all the things that he's given you, and even triple times more or better a situation for you. So that's just my thing that I've done. And I wrote a letter the other day, and I'll tell you, who knows what he's going to do, but you just give it to him. And I say, put it on your refrigerator. Watch what you put on your refrigerator, because things come true. I mean, I ended up putting, you know, a sailboat and mine, and who knew I was going to marry a man 10 years later that has the same sailboat that was on my refrigerator. Yeah. Or a bird I called Caribbean in Hollywood in my office. I'm like living in my office in Hollywood, and I end up living in the Caribbean as a flight attendant. So that refrigerator could be your new vision board, and pray over it every day, time you go past, in the name of Jesus. Anyways, I know we have a caller. We're going to come back to Becca, and who's on the line with us? Hello, you're live, 106.1 FM, The Heat.
Hiya, gorgeous. How are you?
Oh, it's our marketing guru, Chrissy.
My favorite girl. That's my Chrissy girl.
I will purchase your book. I love that poem.
Oh, beautiful.
Your writing
is
phenomenal.
Yes, how much is that book, Becca?
It's $9.95.
I am watching, my darling. You guys are doing wonderful. How are you tonight?
We're great. And you went over, we can't tell the project that we're working on yet, but
can't tell project. Keep your mouth closed.
Yes, but we can tell.
I'm looking very forward to meeting you, gorgeous.
We're actually going to be doing some voiceovers, and I do want to say congratulations because you were selected as one of the voiceovers for Lexi. I can't get too much into it. So congratulations, Chrissy. A hand clap for that, Vaughn. Yes. So. There's more to this, and our team is putting this together now as we speak, and we just had
amazing. It's going to be fabulous, you guys. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, we went over.
Mama Joanne, I know you're there. I'm saying hello.
Hi.
Hi there. How are you doing? Had a nice time with you today.
I'm good. Yes. A beautiful face to be up there too, guys.
Well, we were over at Buddy's studio with voiceovers and production work, and we want to thank another person. I want to thank is Bobby Hill Casting, because Bobby Hill is doing a Women in Film coming up. You need to join this. This is another thing. It'll be at
Bobby
the Future
Hill.
Factory. Yes. So she introduced me to Buddy, and we came up with this concept. We can't get into it, but we will be casting for really good actor kids and boys and girls that love animals. So that's kind of what I can tell you right now. Right, Becca?
Yes.
Right. Okay. Becca says, stop, Dawn.
Stop, Dawn.
So do I.
Well, Chrissy, we want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I'll see you over the weekend. And
I just called and said I loved your poem, sweetheart. Beautiful.
Thank you so much.
It was truly written from the heart, I hear.
Yeah.
And we're going to have her do another one.
I can't wait to meet you, darling. We
you
will
too.
Meet soon.
Okay, thank you. Merry Christmas.
Yes.
I'll be bringing goodies with me when I come.
Awesome, Chrissy.
I'm behind over here. Bye, girls. Great show.
Bye, Chrissy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So that's our marketing. I can take her to a film festival, and all of a sudden she has all these cars. I'm like, Chrissy, where are the cars? She's like, right here, baby, right here. She is our networker and marketer, and she loves to walk that red carpet. She struts her stuff like no tomorrow. We all strut our stuff down that carpet. We actually did.
Oh, she's hysterical. She came to my barn. We were laughing. Dawn and me, we were laughing hysterical.
She is a comedian.
She is so funny. She had us in like... in tears.
So here's the thing. Here's another thing that we're working with Chrissy. If you go to YouTube and put in Grandma Chrissy Uncensored, Grandma Chrissy Uncensored, not for children, but if you really want a belly laugh, I would watch that and then subscribe to my channel. So Becca, can you read us another poem?
Yes,
people are loving this. No. And show your hearts. If you can get on Facebook, I know we have over 5,000 on Facebook. You can watch us live on the Tan Talk Radio Network. You can even go back and watch this show. We are here to give you opportunity. We don't promise anything. We open the door of opportunity. Later in the show, we have another author calling in. We also have another casting director, another event for models and actors. So we are here to open the door
Like, if you want to be an extra, here's an example. Go to frcasting.com and sign up. They are free. They're a casting company for families. So we're doing that. And then also we have Sue here. Well, she's going to go back and look for her poem. Let me go to Sue for a minute. And you've got Elliot's Tales. This is an amazing book for children.
Children's book.
Oh, my gosh. And so tell us about Elliot's Tale. And you can have this plushed animal. Everything is a package deal. And she can ship it out to you or you can pick it up.
Right. Elliot's a real horse. He's my horse. And it's about him and his mom and his family. Everything rhymes. It came out really good. It's really a good educational book for kids. There's also a glossary. And Becca came to my barn to meet Elliot. Becca, what happened?
I loved Elliot.
What did he do? What was he doing? Kissing you?
Oh, yeah. He was licking me. Elliot gave me a kiss. He was so sweet.
He has a lot of personality. Yeah. He really does. And he loves Dawn. He tries to grab her hair all the time and pull it. If he grabbed her hair, he'd be gone.
I know. And Becca, I've got a cute video that I shot of you of Elliot kissing you.
Oh, okay.
And it's adorable. And so, you know, that's what we're doing. And we're give the website and everything for Elliot's Tale.
It's elliotshorsetales.com. And you spell it ELLIOTTS, horse. TAILS.com. It all rhymes. It's easy to read, and kids just love it. A lot of kids put it under their pillow. A lot of children that do not like to read, a lot of their moms call me and say, my daughter and my son love to read your book. They read mm-hmm. it every night. And your grandson, Wyatt,
I have a testimony on that.
9 years old.
Yes, there was a situation that he went through, and he's being raised by a single dad right now, and he was very not talkative, and he was very into his, you know, the computer world, and just took him over to your stables,
right.
And he is giving hugs, and he is holding this plush horse when he goes to sleep at night, and he loves Sue. He's like, I want to spend the day with Sue over there, and I'll tell you, he's just opened up dramatically. I mean,
right.
I would say 100 yards distance from without, you know, and horses heal. They do heal.
They heal. It just opened him up. He's like, he came kind of like a little down, and he spent the whole day there. And at the end of the day, he just says, can I come back tomorrow?
I know.
I want to see Elliot and you and have lunch. I'm like, sure. they just change. It changes their whole spirit for children.
It does.
And adults.
It does. And then we have a commercial for Sue. We're going to be right back, and then we're going to come back and hear her poetry. But you've got an event coming up. Actually, you cut a commercial, so you don't have to say it.
Oh, yes.
We'll be right back. I'm Dawn Reese, 106.1 FM The Heat. Like us on Facebook, Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sue Greenberg, author of Elliot's Tales, a great children's book. I want to invite everybody to a great fundraiser I'm putting on. It's at Quaker Steak and Lube Restaurant, Wednesday, January 8th, bike night, 6 to 10 p.m. The address is 10400 49th Street North, Clearwater, Florida. Having a great band there, Soul Circus Cowboy, they're playing, food, raffle baskets, 50-50, and the best part is we're using all the money earned for the All Children's Hospital. We're going to bring each child Elliot's books and plush horse on Valentine's Day, so come out, join the fun, and help us celebrate this big event.
And that event is coming up in January?
January 8th. It'll be a lot of fun. We're getting nice baskets, 50-50, and all the money is going to be going to, we're going to raise money, we're going to give all the kids at All Children's Hospital Elliot books and plushes on Valentine's Day.
So cool.
So we need to raise a lot of money, and the kids will be happy.
Right. And if you're an investor and you want to invest in a project that we're working on, and can I say if it's a film or it's a TV series? It's a TV series, and I know there's some old money in Clearwater that you want to invest in this project. It is phenomenal. It's family fun oriented, and adults will love it as well. So please get in touch with me, 727-871-7788, and we will have a meeting at the stables.
Yes.
In the meantime, let's go to Becca, and you were telling me that you wrote some other scripts.
Oh, one of my favorites that's on the shelf now, it's Stranger Step Softly. It's a... In 1861, you know, two people vow to love each other forever and find each other in the next life.
Ooh.
And so then in modern day, the whole story is, you know, them finding each other. Will they fall in love? And the twists and turns and the conflicts of the
That's amazing.
It was
that's
fun. I love that.
Wow. And so that's really exciting. And then you've got something else you want to read, and everybody is loving your poetry, and I hope you are too. I'm Dawn Reese, and let's go back to Becca. And what is the title of that book again?
Oh, And the Birds Are Singing.
And it's only how much?
$9.95 on Amazon, and there's also a link on my website, Poetic Shores. You can find that as well there.
PoeticShores.com?
PoeticShores.com.
Perfect. Okay, and take it away.
Well, I want to read a little fun one. So this is like my grandmother introducing her children. So 10 in the 20s, 30s, and 40s. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. One at a time, the kids arrive. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. It's different now than it was back then. So many children, who could keep track of all those kids playing out back? Darlene, Virginia, Helen, and Ken? That's only four, there should be 10. Lorraine, Gerald, Jean, and Mary, and after Dawn, along came Jerry. So many kids to feed and bathe, so many kids to make behave. Then Grandpa Bird gave them all nicknames. What was he thinking? Is he to blame for all the confusion in the house of 10, which now is 20, all kin to Ken? I mean, John and Slowpoke and High Pockets and Funny and Little Bohemian Pig and Buzzy and Tippy Tippy Tomboy and... So many children who could keep track of all those kids playing out back. Who could see the difference in every face? Who could give love with gentle embrace? The answer to the question remains with another. I could. Because I was their mother.
Oh my God. I
beautiful.
Love it.
Oh my God. That's another hand clap.
I love
hand
it.
Hand clap, hand
that
clap.
Is
yeah.
So pretty.
This is, I wrote it as a stage play as well. It's called Pinochle.
Okay.
So yeah, I'd love to have a college or a university do the stage play if you need one with lots of actors in it. I've got
actually
it.
Who did we just talk to? Buddy, actually one of the other guys there with a camera in production. His wife is a theater. She's got a theater over there. Maybe we should set that up.
Okay.
And yeah, that you could just get it going and look for actors, and I think you should do that.
I will.
Yeah, she's working with us first.
Becca, can you write a little poem about Elliot now?
I will, absolutely. I would love to.
That'd be so cute.
Oh, for sure.
Since
for sure.
I met him and got a feel for him, you know, I kind of have an insight.
That's so cool. So let's go back to that music of Kelly Clarkson. That is my favorite when I'm driving. And we're going to actually switcheroo guest here. And Mom's going to move over there. And we've got our Florida Diva reporter. And she was just newly crowned in Parade. She's coming into the station. And we have about 15 minutes left of the show. And we have another lady that's calling in shortly as well. Come on, sit down. And so I just want actually you to introduce yourself to the world, Taria. You've got some other amazing news. And yes. Miss Florida Diva wanted this gorgeous crown. I said, okay, we're going bigger on the crown, but it looks gorgeous, and I love the red. So welcome. And Taria, you just got something that happened to you today. I saw on your Facebook that you're doing, you have a platform with children or something. Tell us about it.
I am going to be pretty much an advocate, a motivational speaker. I'm going to be uplifting and enriching the girls of Girls Inc. Corporation. So I'm going to be working with the girls and their outreach program.
Nice.
And I'm going to be talking about lots of topics about women empowerment, things on the media, and building confidence in the youth.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah. That is so inspirational. You're my Miss Florida Diva. And what I do is I have you audition live at the air, or we do a live Facebook, and then you can become a beauty queen reporter.
Yes.
As Sue is going to be our Miss Country USA pretty soon. We just saw her sash today, which was
nice.
Custom made. Really, really pretty. Yes, my designers in Texas did awesome. And we want to actually, we've got a lot of events for you. Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of film festivals coming up. We're really excited about it. But you're also a model actress.
Yes.
And you have another model contest that you're in you want people to vote for?
Yes, I do. I don't have that information.
Well, we can put it on Facebook.
Okay.
Give your social media.
Okay, my social media is my Instagram and Facebook is the same. It's T as in Tom, T-E-R-E-I-A, Rose, R-O-S-E. So you can follow me on Instagram and also on Facebook.
Perfect. I know we have some callers calling in shortly. Are we okay on the air yet, Vaughn? We're okay. And who is your production team behind you?
Oh, both of my children.
Wow, that is so cool. Well, welcome. Maybe we could get you on the red carpet to do photos.
Yes.
Would you be interested?
Oh, yeah, they would be interested.
Maybe you can help Mom out at the station and help us out with production here before the show sometimes and get everything ready. He's like, okay, we'll talk. So anyways, we're so excited because we have another caller calling in just a brief moment here. And we're also going to be on an NBC thing coming up, a friend of ours. Let's go to the Jabba Brothers hacking Hollywood. We're going to be behind the scenes. And guess what? I'm putting a reporters contest together for any brand new reporters out there. It's only a small fee. And we will announce the winners at the end of all the award shows. So this is an opportunity really to be noticed of your work, which I'm excited about. And Vaughn, let's go to Hacking Hollywood commercial. We'll be right back.
Are you a filmmaker, producer, writer, director, or financier? If you ever wanted to get money for or pitch your scripted or unscripted TV and film projects to working industry professionals, now is your chance to make your dreams come true. The Jalbert Brothers are holding a two-day event on the number one beach in America in Clearwater, Florida, at the Hacking Hollywood Pitch Fest. You will learn how to package, pitch, finance, and distribute your movie or TV projects.
You're gonna learn from all the workshops, panels. You're gonna meet great people. You're gonna have amazing time. The networking, the events we're gonna have, the parties, it's gonna be, I feel, a chance of a lifetime.
By combining Hollywood executives and social media influencers, you will get every aspect you need to succeed in the film and TV business. Make Hollywood connections that will last a lifetime. Get one-on-one time to pitch your project to working industry professionals. Hacking Hollywood Pitch Fest will include a lot of fun, great networking parties and events, workshops, panels, and so much more. You will be able to meet, shake hands, and make deals with working professionals. Are you going to show up and change your life now, or regret never taking that chance?
There's going to be opportunity everywhere. So when you get here, seize it.
Visit JalbertBrothers.com for more information. Get tickets at Eventbrite now before they sell out. There are limited seats available.
So you want to pitch your film, you want to pitch your TV series, you want to do, this is where you need to be. I think it's only $75. We're going to be there doing behind the scenes, and you're going to be interviewing as well. And we have so many opportunities coming up. So that's super cool. Also, Sue, you were just telling me during the break that you are also a 4-H leader.
Yes, I am. I have two 4-H groups.
That's so fun. And I want to thank E.J. Okada. We have an idea we're going to talk to you about as well, because you introduced me to Sue. Like I said, I like to thank the people that connect me. I just don't go on social media and say, oh, I'm so-and-so, and I'm with this person and this person. I like to go back because, you know what? They need to be thanked. So please remember that over the holidays. Just thank the people that connected you to other people, because you wouldn't be there without that person.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, and I see a lot of people that I'm on social media. I'm like, oh, I connected them. There's not, hello, Dawn. they're in my Bible, in my letter. But anyways, so we're back. And then I know we have a caller on the phone. She's got some exciting news. And what's happening? Maybe you could be one of her models as well coming up in this fashion show. Are you there, Ellen? No? Are we there? No calls? Yes, I'm here on the air live. Okay, nobody is there. Are they there, Vaughn? We got 10 minutes. You're live on 106.1 FM, The Heat. Hello? Vaughn, help me out here. We're dead silence. I don't want them changing the channel. All right, so he's going to call back and see what happened and find out. Okay, is he there? We got 10 minutes left. We need more hours. You know, we need to get more hours. If you want a commercial, I can help you. You can help me. We have the Business View show. We have other shows that we are bringing to the station. And I even have Beauty Queen specials as well. And is she there? Is she live on the air? Okay, nobody is there. Vaughn, I'm not sure what's happening.
Hello.
Hi, yes, you're live now. What was that, Vaughn?
Hi, yes, my name is Ken. I actually do a lot of work with Ellen. She was going to be your previous guest there,
right?
And I guess she didn't get through. But I probably can answer some of the questions for her.
Yes, yes. Well, we're letting everyone know it's not Ellen DeGeneres, which we wish it would be Ellen DeGeneres.
right, absolutely.
Because people are like, Ellen DeGeneres? I'm like, yes, we love Ellen. We love Ellen, and we love Ellen. Ellen.
Right. So sure. The Ellens are good people to know.
Exactly.
You're probably good if their name is Ellen.
Exactly. So tell us what's happening. You're involved with her on some projects?
Yes, we are working together in a project. she's putting together her Mass Fashion 2020 event, and she's looking for models currently, which is a really good opportunity. She's really enthusiastic about it, and it looks like this year we're going to have one of the biggest events ever. She probably would have told you this before, and then I would have came in and told you how we were collaborating with each other. So we're actually collaborating this year, and I think it's poised to be the best event that we've done so far.
Wow, I remember bringing her Mama Ali, Muhammad Ali's first wife, over there and just melting the hearts of the children and adults. I think Ellen's on the phone. Ellen, are you there?
Hi, guys. Hi. I'm here.
Yes. First, before most, your daughter's up for this series that we're working on. We can't get into it, but she's going to come to the audition. So we're excited about that as well. And
yes.
Ellen,
Madeline,
yes, tell us.
Right?
Yes, Madeline.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah, she's adorable.
She's supposed to come see Elliot pretty soon. I'm waiting, I think Monday, maybe.
Yes.
Yep, she sure is. We're real excited to do the interviews out there, very much so.
So, Ellen, tell us what's happening with you and your website where people can go and sign up. And you're looking for models. We have Taria. How tall are you?
5'7".
We got your model right here. 5'7". 5'7".
You know what? Diversity is our thing, sweetheart. We are looking for all shapes, sizes, and colors.
Nice.
And you can go directly to Mads Fashion Shows or the Madeline and Mommy Show on Facebook. Or you can send us an email to madmommyshow2015@gmail.com. We're looking for boys and girls of all ages, starting from 5 years old all the way to 100.
Wow.
Dawn, how about Dawn and I?
I've been there. She runs an amazing event. I'll tell you, the directors and people that she has, and she has a paparazzi.
And
you
Becca.
Feel like you're
well,
a star.
We've worked very hard for several years on this, and it takes a team to make the dream work. You know, and I couldn't do it without my team. And one of my team members is right here on the line, and that's Kenny Neal. And he's just wonderful. We're really excited. He's been our DJ at our events in the past. And we have also been at his events, and we've been talking about this for a couple few years, actually. We decided to collaborate and get together and do it together, and we're really excited because he's looking for entertainers, and I'm looking for models, and we already have 5 designers. We have entertainers scheduled, already booked. We are looking into some headliners, even making appearances.
Nice.
So we are so excited, and we'd love for you guys to send any talent our way, and we're definitely we're taking online submissions, so you can send an email either to Kenny or I, and we can if you're a musician, we'd love to hear your track, definitely. If you're an artist of any other sort, we're open-minded, we're interested in that too. So.
Super cool. And I want to thank you. We'll just help you out along the way and promote that on social media as well. And Ellen, we want to thank you so much and your partner to call in. And we will keep looking for models and actors and everything that you're doing. And I want to thank you for helping me with casting. I'm helping you with castings.
Right. Well, we go back a couple few years, Bon, you and I and Madeline and everything. So, because we worked with Hollywood Connections, and now we've been working on our own brand even prior to that. So
exactly.
Madeline, she's the boss, and so she tells me what I need to do next, and so here we are. But you know what? We're always open-minded and willing to collaborate with other people, especially people that are good friends.
I appreciate that. You make me belly laugh. I'll tell you, Ellen's on a set with me, and we can get in trouble, but we're not. and she teaches great aerobics, water aerobics, And
AquaFit. I teach LA Fitness up here in New Tampa.
Right.
If you want to check out the schedule, I'm on the schedule at New Tampa AquaFit.
She'll get you in shape and your mind and your body as well. Ellen, we want to thank you so much. I know we have 5 minutes left and we have everybody
Happy
here.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Say hi to Madeline
Happy
for me.
Happy holidays. Thank you for having us on.
No, thank you.
Yes, thanks for everything. Bye, ladies.
Bye.
Love you. See you soon.
Okay, so let's go to a little bit of that Christmas music in the background. We'll play that, my favorite, because I'm driving down the road and I'm like singing it, and I'm on my YouTube as before we end the show, because it is Christmas weekend, and Vaughn's going to play that while we talk in the meantime. Any other last words, Taria, that you want to say? Oh, wait. You can turn it up a little bit. Can you hear it? A little bit more? You have a new title.
Oh, yes.
I do. I have a new title. My new title is Miss Sunshine State.
And she's going to be with the World's Tourism Pageant System in Nashville, Tennessee. We're going to actually take about four or five cars with us and people and driving. And we're all going to be getting rooms together and cheering each other on in different categories. And I want to congratulate you because Teresa runs an amazing pageant system. And if you're interested to go into that system, you have somebody, get in touch with me. And you can, she has great specials sometimes that you can jump into. Mm-hmm. And you're getting that title soon.
Yes.
We can double crown you on the air.
I know. That'll be perfect.
So cool, super cool. And any other last words?
Any last words? Well, if it's the holiday season, so everybody should be in a positive mindset. Let's just love one another. Life is short. So you want to embrace the moment, and let's just try to stay positive and out of a negative mindset.
That's right. And download Kelly Clarkson's song. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
And any other last words, Sue, that you have that you want to give? I'm looking at the clock. I'm an orchestra here.
Well, I want to say thank you to someone that helped me with my book, Lisa Bohart. She helped me with all my illustrations. She's the one that kind of got me into Elliot's book. She's one of my friends. And she does beautiful illustrations, so if anyone ever needs her, she's a great illustrator.
I have an idea. I wrote one when I was a flight attendant, so I got to talk to you about something, but that's going to be on my list that I haven't got to yet. But yes, and give Elliot's Tales a website one more time.
It's elliotshorsetales.com.
There you go. Buy this gift now. She'll ship it out for you. You can pick it up in St. Petersburg. So we're excited with Sue being here.
And my mom.
And your mom. Thank you. And we want to shout out to Lisa Vasquez. Our prayers are with you while you're traveling today. And God's going to open so many doors for you. So just keep that in mind. Also, Becca, any other last words?
Yes. Follow your passion.
Thank you.
And Merry Christmas and God bless everybody.
Merry Christmas. And remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life. Watch things happen. And if you're going through that hard time over the holidays, I know it's hard. I've been there. Trust me. And we've got 3 minutes left. And remember, get down on your knees, start praying and thanking God for what you have, because next year it will not be the same. I trust me, I've been there. I've done it. And for those of you who have lost loved ones, my heart goes out to you because this is the hardest time. I got to tell you, I was at this school concert the other day, and I remember I was a single mom, and I was flashbacking to my sons, and all of a sudden my husband looked at me and goes, "What's wrong?" I said, "Oh my gosh, who would have imagined that I would have married a wonderful man like you when I was so single and I was going through a really struggle time with my kids and I had to go to the churches for Christmas presents." And I said, "I'm so blessed." And so, you know, these memories trigger. So again, I've been there, I've done it, and remember, I gave it to God and watched things happen. I'm Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections, 106.1 FM The Heat. Let's go to that song. We'll be seeing you next Friday. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Happy New Year.
I was going to say one more thing.
Oh, yes, go ahead.
I was going to say one more thing. I want to thank God that he brought Miss Dawn in my life. She's opened so many windows for me and Elliot, and that's how I met my friend over here,
yes.
Becca. She's opening a lot of windows for me, too, and it's like amazing. I mean,
This is just the beginning. The beginning.
Thanks, Kelly Clarkson, for the song.
I know. I love this song. All right, keep it up, everybody. We want to thank you. Tune in next Friday. More Elliot's Tales. Maybe she'll read some of the story time next week. That'd be good. And Taria, we wish you lots of success with what I'm doing. Bye, everybody. Bye. Turn that song up. Like Ron.